This folding card table and side chair are decorated in magnificent crimson and gold, in imitation of Chinese lacquerware. They're part of a very large set, approximately 80 pieces, that was made for the Duke of Infantado for his castle in northern Spain. Daniela Grossheide, Associate Curator in European Sculpture and Decorative Arts.
It's not very often that we know for sure which artist was responsible for certain sets of furniture, but in this case we are helped by the fact that the chair bears a trade label with the name of Giles Grandy. He was a cabinet maker in London, active between 1730s and 40s, and he really seemed to have specialized in the making of large sets, especially made for export to Spain. And that perhaps explains a little bit the old-fashioned look of the chair. It has these curving cabriole legs that are connected by stretchers, which in general in the 1730s you would not find anymore with English chairs. Then you have the cane seat. And the use of caning here might well be explained that the chair was meant to be used in hot weather, in a warm climate.
The table reflects the popularity of a new social pastime, card playing. Here the table is closed, showing a charming scene of a Chinese nobleman on horseback, accompanied by his retainers. But the top opens to enlarge the surface. The circular corners are shaped to accommodate a candlestick, so you could have light on your cards as you were playing. For more on chinoiserie, press the green play button now.